sponsored ads. Hello, do you like audiobook? Get free audiobook. Link in the description below.
The fruit of everything good in life begins with a challenge. Everything is a pill that's worthwhile. And it's not going to come to you, and it's not going to fall in your lap, and it's not going to be something that, oh my gosh, it just was so simple. It's always going to be difficult.
And your problem is, you're not intentional and deliberate. You are hoping that the best is going to happen to you, and the best never happens to you. You got to be intentional and deliberate. You got to decide that you're going to do something, and you got to do it every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday. The problem with some of you in this room, you're not intentional and deliberate. You're a good person that just hopes the good stuff is going to happen to you.
You can't get out of something that you're not willing to put into it. You have to put your everything, your mind, your energy, your effort, your discipline, your tenacity. Nothing is going to jump out the fire. If you don't throw something in there, it's not going to happen. It's a commitment. It's not a feeling. Commitments don't have nothing to do with your feelings. You do it because you're supposed to.
If you're creative enough, can you find the answer, yes or no? If you're determined enough, can you find the breakthrough, yes or no? Creativity, decisiveness, passion. These are the ultimate human resources. And when you engage these resources, you can get any other resource on earth. And if you don't have what you want, stop telling yourself the story because you don't have the money over time. That's bullshit. It's because you haven't committed yourself where you would burn your boats. If you want to take the fucking island, burn your fucking boats, and you will take the island, because people, when they're going to either die or succeed, tend to succeed.
Dedication, hard work. Dedication, hard work. I'm a one-man army. The world can go against me. I'm still coming on top. I need you to go harder than you've ever gone before. I need you to be more dedicated than you've ever been before.
Dreams don't happen on couches, and they don't happen in bed. If you're going to realize that dream, you got to go out into the world. You got to meet a new you. You got to go through obstacles and barriers to where it's like, it doesn't even bother me anymore. We have more information available to us today than at any time in the history of the world. You got too much information and not enough action. You got to go get it. Most people starve between the idea and the execution. You take so long to get to execution. If you know you can do more, if you know you can help, if you know you can make a difference, then you have to do more. I want to get the deal done. I want to make my kids proud of me. Pay the price today, so you can pay any price in the future. Pay the price now. Pay the price. Learn to do that, and you can make any dream a reality.
Most people only pay attention to the final product of a successful entrepreneur. They say things like, I can never be like them, or they got lucky. What most don't see is what they've overcome. All the struggles, the daily rejections, the heartaches, the betrayals, the rumors, the criticism, the empty bank account, and all those lonely nights while trying to make their vision a reality. You see, the only difference between the one who quits and the one who doesn't is that they showed up every day. They worked hard every day. They hustled every day. They learned from a proven mentor every day. They improved every day. They did all this even though they felt like quitting every day. And eventually, they became who they are today.
Many years ago, I met a fellow who's an entrepreneur like us, very successful. But I knew that for several years he had been just kind of drifting through his career, and suddenly took off. I mean, his business, he was just booming. His personality was completely different. He was starting early, working harder, staying later. He was up, he was positive. His income had gone over $100,000, and in another 2 years was over $200,000, and he was smoking. And so I asked him this question, and I never forgot the answer. I said, what was the turning point in your life? And he said, Brian, he said, I finally decided to get serious. I finally decided to quit screwing around. is I was talking all the time about I want to be successful and I want to make a lot of money and everything else. And I went home and watched television, and I started a little bit later and went for coffee with my friends during the day and so on. I finally decided that I'm going to get serious about this. And I put my head down, and from that time on, I started to get up earlier. I started to start earlier, work harder, stay later, don't waste time, hammer, hammer, hammer. I'll give you another example, very simple. No successful entrepreneurs work less than 6 days a week. No successful entrepreneurs work less than 60 hours a week. Anybody who thinks that they can have balance and work 8 hour days and spend, you know, time in their personal life and so on, that's good. Get a job working for wages and worry about money all your life. Drive a used car, have holes in your shoes, and eat macaroni and cheese, because that's what people do who work from 5 to 8 to 5. Every single person who is wealthy hits it all the time. They get up earlier, they start earlier, and they hit it, and they work longer hours. But here's the great payoff, is they're happy all the time. Is if you're doing something that you enjoy, like you talk about your values, your one word, if you're doing something that you enjoy and you're getting better and better at it, you love your work. And we're talking about self-discipline. And what we find is it takes more discipline not to work than to work. I mean, we really have to promise ourselves and others and block off the time, make non-refundable deposits on vacations and things like that. Because other than that, we just love to work all the time. And so it's really important. And if you are working on something that you enjoy and you're making progress, it gives you a steady flow of energy. You'll find that the successful entrepreneurs are happy all the time. They're just smiling all the time. They just love what they do and they want to do more of it.
You can have more than you've got because you can become more than you are. Success is something you attract by becoming an attractive person. Work harder on yourself than you do on your job. If you work hard on your job, you can make a living, which is fine. If you work hard on yourself, you can make a fortune, which is super fine. I started hearing those ideas age 25, and it revolutionized my whole life.
My original teacher was Jim Rohn, who I met when I was 17, and I wanted to know why all my fathers were broke, because they were good men. And I remember him saying, Tony, we're all equal as souls, but we're not equal in the marketplace. I was like, what does that mean? And he said, well, think about it. He goes, you need to become more valuable if you want to have economic freedom. He said, you have to work on yourself more than anything else, and you have to work on it in a way where there's something you can do for others better than anyone else, or at least more, a better quality. And he gave me an example of like working at McDonald's. And he said, you know, if you work at McDonald's, you make whatever it was in those days, $5 an hour, whatever it was. And I go, yeah, but that seems so unfair. And he goes, yeah. And teachers, I give the example of teachers, and there's these billionaires, you know, that make $1 billion a year, hedge fund guy, you know? And he said, Tony, the guy you just mentioned, he provided a 40% return last year, and that went to nonprofits and everything else. He said, that means those organizations double their money almost every 2 years. He is adding massive value, hundreds of billion dollars. So they made $1 billion. He goes, this person is doing a job that anyone can learn in 20 minutes or half a day. So it's a beginning job. He said, you got to think of it as one thing. It's all about adding value. How can you do more for others than anybody else in the world? And that stuck with me. I mean, I was just like, I decided I wanted to do more for others than anybody in the world. In order to do that, I had to have certain skills, and I went after those skills, and I still do. Like, yeah. It's a never ending thing. If you think you're a master, you're full of it, right? So I think that's probably some of the best advice I've received, at least on life and business and direction, and it affected my mission.
Sponsored ads. Hello, do you like audiobook? Get free audiobook. Link in the description below.